Ramadan done, day of Eid, every less became more. True or false? Yes or no? I eat more, I talk more, I sleep more, I'm too tired, alhamdulillah, there's no tarawih, I'm gonna go and sleep. And during the day, it's day off, I'm gonna sleep more. Oh, it's Eid. Oh, I'm gonna visit this, let's go out this, let's go to this coffee shop, let's go this, let all more. When these are more, natural result, this will be less. It's only 24 hours in the day. I can't make it 48 after Ramadan, right? So the most important thing, and this is my choice, your choice, our choice. Who do I feed? And what do I give them? Every haram I look at, remember the rivers, every haram I look at, the nafs is stronger, the heart becomes weaker. Every haram I listen to, let alone I say it, my heart is weaker. Every time, every day pass without the remembrance of Allah, I say this to my heart, poor heart, you're way weaker today. So the qalb, my focus, the for me as a Muslim woman or Muslims in general, a person who's focused on her akhirah, wants to go to Jannah. And if I can see you better, I'm sure if I asked you, do you want to go to Jannah? Everybody will raise two hands, not one. As a person focused on Allah, focused on her journey, wants to be better. If you didn't want to be better, you will not be here today. There's so many other things I can do on a Saturday. I can just catch up on my sleep. So don't let shaitan do this to you. But we are all on a different path. On the same path, but different stations. And sometimes me, Saturday I'm in a station, or maybe Monday I'm a little bit back. But it doesn't matter, I'm still on the path. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. We beg him every day, minimum 17 times a day. Why? If it was not easy, he would not have asked me to ask him. If it was not hard, he would not have asked me to beg him, guide me, meaning I can't do it alone. So remember this parable. When too much, this is weaker. That's why you see people now, unfortunately, falling more into anxiety and depression. It's not because the faith is weak, but it's because my nafs is getting so spoiled. When we say, I don't know what you say in Britain, but in the States we say this word, spoiled rotten. Everything, like, look at the child, spoiled rotten. Anything they want, the mother gives him or her, or the dad, or the parents, or the grandparents. This young child will grow up, life is very difficult for him or her because they are used to take it. Anything they want, it's given. Now life doesn't give me everything when I grow up. And then I become miserable. That's my nafs. Train your nafs to be your slave, not the other way around. Train your nafs to be your slave, not the other way around. I have the full control. What I'm going to say, no coffee this morning. Well, I like it. I'm sorry, you're not getting everything you like. Don't we say this to our children? It's the same concept. Actually, it's the same concept. Again, scholars of Tazkiyah will teach you. The famous Imam al-Busayri, the poet who wrote the Burda, the famous poem about praising Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he starts in the beginning not talking about the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He starts talking about Tazkiyah, and he said, وَالنَّفْسُ كَالطَّفْلِ إِن تَهْمِلْهُ أو إن تهمله شب على حب الرضاع وإن تفطمه ينفطمي. The nafs, I, the I in me, is like a child. والنفس كالطفل, child. إن تهمله شب على حب الرضاع. If you're gonna keep him doing what he or she wants, they're gonna be breastfeeding all the time. وَإِنْ تَفْطِمْهُ يَنْفَطِمِ. And if you're going to train him to stop breastfeeding, he or she will stop breastfeeding. That's what I need. The reason it's becoming more difficult for us, because everything is available. Everything is, sometimes it's even free. Buy one, get one free. And alhamdulillah, and I am just, may Allah make me grateful. And all of us living in the West, things are accessible within our hands. If you were with me in Gaza, almost a month and a half ago, you will know what it means when you need to train your nafs. When there is no food, other that piece of that can, in Ramadan, that can, and Allah knows what it tastes. And if you got that piece of bread, Ya Allah, let alone doing wudu in a water that tastes good. 10 days we did wudu in the most toughest taste of water I have ever done. I tasted. It's directly from the sea. It is so bitter. The last day I got so much used to it. And that's why when I look at the people of Gaza, and I literally wondered for 10 days. There's nobody I talked with didn't ask them this question. How can you do it? Can you live this like this? And even I looked at them and I said, here I am, the spoiled woman, may Allah forgive her, coming from America. Everything is available. You want apple? There's 10 choices you were going to make. You want to drink something? Which one? Versus nothing. You take what you get. There is no other option. I still remember the third day when we were fasting and they knocked on our door. We were living in the hospital and says, Doctora, there is somebody who brought food. And this is for you. What was the food? We didn't know, but it was hot. And I was telling my roommate, Ya Allah, hot food. And it was covered. There's no plates. Was covered in the cellophane paper and the wrap. And we opened it, was hot, cooked. The first hot cooked meal I had after 3 days. And it's Ramadan. And your suhoor is a protein bars. We brought it with us. And I remember we opened, and there was no rice because they don't have rice. It was something similar to rice, very popular there. And I remember I put my fork. I'm saying it to you and I'm seeing it again. And my fork got stuck in something at the bottom. And I looked at my roommate and I said, I think I'm feeling a meat. And I picked it up. And it was this piece of meat. It, see my finger? Not even, I don't think it was two of them. It was maybe one and a half. I looked it up and I said, Subhanallah, meat. Imagine where was my nafs. Versus us, chicken, I don't like chicken. Oh, fish, oh, doesn't taste good. And I leave it. And the plate, especially with the open buffet concept, the plate is full of food. Why? And then I take a bite and a bite and a bite, and everything is in the garbage. The poor heart, I say, what happened to you? I gave my nafs everything it wants. And that is why you see, I told them actually, one of them was a physician actually. He looked at me and maybe day two or three, I can't remember now. And he said, we were prepared for this. And I said, how can somebody get prepared for this? He said, when you live for at least 10 or 15 years with not having everything you want for no reason, and this is what he said, other than I was born in the wrong place in the sight of some people, I'm ready for anything comes my way. They had no issue waking up for Fajr. You have three options. Under the drones, 24/7, or bombing, or silence, which means something is coming our way. This nafs of mine and yours needs to be, I wouldn't say killed spiritually, I will say tamed. Tamed. You don't have to have three meals a day. Who said so? I don't have to eat because it's 1 o'clock. I eat when I feel hungry. There's a famous saying in the Arabic language. I grew up actually on it. نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ لَا نَأْكُلُ حَتَّى نَجُوعَ وَلَا نَشْبَعْ حِينَ نَأْكُلُ. We are a nation. It's talking about the Arabs. I wish we are, all of us these days. We don't eat unless we are hungry. And when we eat, we will never eat to satiation, to full. Oh, I can't have any more. Every time we do this, in everything I want, including shopping, I will give you this, which somebody taught me long time ago, when you go for shopping. Number one, never go for window shopping. Never go for window shopping. You will end up buying things you don't need. And now these days is even harder because it's online, you're in your bed, and just a click and you're done. And next day or 2 days later, it's at your door. Imagine this, how spoiled this nafs is now. And the poor heart. Tell me, wake up for Fajr at 2 a.m. And when you go for shopping, and this is very common, especially with the youth, because it's fun. I'll go with my friends, we'll go window shopping. You enter that store, whatever that store is, and you looked at something and you like it. First question, to give life to your heart and keep your nafs under check. Do you need it? Do you need it? The answer is 99% of the time. I'm not going to say 100%. But for us living in the West, 99% of the time, the answer is no. I don't need it. But I like it. Now the nafs feeding. It's under sale. It's for sale. That's how they lure me. And you. I want my qalb salim. I want you, literally, you leave today with the three things of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bless this gathering, and He will be idhnillah. Number one, learn to do things for Allah only. Don't look at people, let alone you. Number two, learn the concept of something called qalb salim, pure heart that will take you, zip you, or actually zap you and me to Jannah. The third, which I'm going to spend the rest of the time talking about it, what kind of a heart you have now? Remember I said this in the beginning. What kind of a heart you have? There's three kinds. There's many definitions of the heart, but we'll take it from the Quran. That will be the easiest. First one is a salim, the goal, the one that will take me directly to Jannah. The opposite of a salim, there's two opposites. The extreme and the less extreme. Who can tell me what is the extreme? Just say it. Dead, spiritually. Don't think of the heart, the pumping heart. That's physical. That will die with me. That heart, the physical, 6 months, if somebody opened my grave and yours, there will be nothing. Nothing. You've seen the picture came from Palestine. And after a year, not even a bone, except one piece, where Allah will create me back from it or bring me back from it. So the spiritual heart is what we are talking about. What is a dead heart? Or you want to learn the sound heart? Which one you want to learn first? And in between, of course, it's going to be the sick one. So there's three options. And I can have these three in the same day. Me, not you. Or I have the dead, she has the salim. No. It is me. In the morning, I could be spiritually dead. Afternoon, I am completely pure. In the evening, I went back and became sick. True or false? How is that? How can this swift changes happen? Let's see if you paid attention to what I said in the beginning. What will change me? Again, internally, don't look at people. You know the selfie we're all crazy about these days? If I put the selfie on my heart, literally, turn it on your heart. What changes me? I'm the same person. It's the same city, home, job. What changes? Anyone? What do you feed? What do you feed? Not food, which part of it is food also, by the way. But what influences you bought, you turned on, you listened, you memorized, and fed this or this? Very simple, Hada. True? So let's start with the dead person, the dead heart. The dead heart, قلب الميت. And Allah said it, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا. Allah said this in Surah Al-An'am, the cattle. He gave the two parables. The person who's dead spiritually. And then we gave him life back again. Meaning, guidance, hidayah, Quran, sunnah, obedience to Allah. All this gives life to you. Think of you in Ramadan. You. Don't think of anybody else. You. Is that person the same? Allah is saying it. أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا. What is the light? Light is usually Quran and Sunnah. كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. Is this person the same as the person who's in darkness? I can barely see you. Is it the same way you are seeing me like I am seeing you? No. The top people, I barely can see you. Why? Because my eyes in darkness there. But you all can see me. Why? Because I'm standing in light. What light you have that your heart is seeing and following. They are not the same. The dead is the following. Very simple again. You cannot differentiate between right and wrong by the standards of Allah. You justify it. You accept it. You do it, or I do it, we do it, with no remorse. Pay attention to this word. The remorse word is a $1 million word. It moves your heart all the way. You didn't wake up for Fajr, I was tired. End of the story. Dead. I didn't wake up for Fajr. And I keep asking myself, when this will end? When will I change? Your heart is okay. It's sick, but not dead. I didn't wake up for Fajr. And it is the end of the world for me. And today, I am going to do way more good deeds than I did yesterday. I'm going to be begging Allah to forgive me. I'm crying. I'm feeling down. My heart is serene.